don't want us to read mainline studies and show you local news stories as well where people die taking the Gardasil vaccine that 8 years ago killed people in trials and 7 years ago. And then Rick Perry came out and said it's the law to take it in Texas and ran a hoax, an authoritarian hoax. There was no law. He told the health department, list it as recommended, which they then lie and say is mandatory. There is no law. They are trying to move to make it mandatory, by the way. India tried that. They've said don't do it anymore. Japan is moving to ban it. And Heidi Stevenson is a very interesting researcher. And I'll let her get into her bio, Gaia-Health.com. But she's been doing the stories that has been quoted in a Jonathan Benson's naturalnews.com story. Young women's ovaries destroyed by Gardasil, Merck forgot to research effects of vaccine on female reproduction. So, again, I've been talking about this from naturalnews.com and Infowars.com, posting it since last week. It is so important that you get this out to people. But all the other reports of the deaths, other governments banning it, to understand that this is so evil. And now in Mexico, they're trying to make it mandatory, actually the law, for all girls under 13. It is definitely an anti-fertility deal. Now, you're not going to see Matt Damon out with a movie saying, don't take the Gardasil, you know, my little Chiquitas, you know, like they call the little Hispanic girl who's, you know, so cute and sweet and innocent in movies like Elysium. No. They're going to say, you take this shot and you get sterilized now, or you have an autoimmune disorder, or you die, or you develop epilepsy or narcolepsy. I know women personally that took that vaccine and have narcolepsy and can't drive themselves to work now. I know women that have taken it now that have permanent Guillain-Barré and can't feel their hands and feet. This is all on record. But, oh, they say it's for the women. So I want to go to her to talk about this. Heidi Stevenson, thank you for joining us. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your awakening, the articles you write, and then this new study that's out dealing with published in the peer-reviewed British Medical Journal of what this stuff's doing to people, because we need to get this out to people, obviously, before more victims take this shot.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it an awful lot. I don't think I'm all that interesting, and so I don't know if we need to know, spend time going into my history here. But basically, I've been writing about vaccines in general and a lot of other related issues in terms, because this whole medical system is crazy. It's insane. And vaccines are like the symbol of what's going on, because we're just not getting the truth. How could a Vioxx happen? It did. So we now have Gardasil. And Gardasil it's an extremely dangerous vaccine. It has well-known, well-documented adverse effects. There's simply no way of getting around it. And this particular case of one girl whose ovaries, basically they killed her ovaries. She's not the only one. There are others, and I've written about that recently. It's not common, but then again, do you want to take the risk? Because that's your future. That's your womanhood. It's just down the tubes, just like that. So anyway, this particular article is called Gardasil Destroys Girls' Ovaries. It should have been predicted. And basically all I do is tell about what the researchers actually found and go on and discuss it in, you know, more human terms. And I talk about some of the things that they found, and also I discuss in separately a little more about potentially risky ingredients, including two in particular that are in this vaccine and that are risky, that are known to be, have potential risks. Polysorbate 80 is known to cause damage to female rats' reproductive systems. It's a fact. It's been studied. There's no way around it. And yet it's in this vaccine. So nobody cared, apparently. The fact is that nobody studied this, the effects of this vaccine on ovaries. They studied it on male rats' testes, but they didn't bother to study it on ovaries. And they were pushing this on girls without ever even checking it out. It's insane. I don't understand. So, I'm not sure where you want me to go from here on this.
Well, no, it's just that, you know, you're quoted in the article. We've got this new study out, British Medical Journal, but there's so many other studies in the 8 years of, it's almost 9 years since the studies first started all over the world. And I differ with you on this because I can tell you're a smart, intelligent, you know, advocate for people's health and you're out there warning people. But folks come out and say, well, they must not have known what they're doing or they didn't properly study it. They studied it in the trials. It killed people. It sterilized people. It gave people autoimmune disorders. And they said, let's test seeing if we can dump something like this on the market and see if we can PR-wise handle this soft kill weapon. And it's precisely because it does this, they know if they add that polysorbate 40 and other things to it, along with the virus, the body will develop an autoimmune response to that and actually accelerate it and then actually attack any organs that it basically goes into, just like the UN got caught with over 50 different manufacturers over 20 years adding female hormones that are in second trimester estrus to then cause autoimmune disorders and miscarriages at the second trimester 3.5 month mark, and it turned out that was a UN program. So they know full well what they're doing from my educated analysis. I mean, they certainly know it's doing it now and are pushing it harder than ever.
Well, you might be interested in knowing that there is a coming push on the HPV vaccines, Gardasil and Cervarix, to not just give them to teenage girls or boys, but to move the age range down and to give it to babies. And they're using as the example of why they should do this, the Hep B vaccine, which is in the U.S., nearly every baby born in a hospital is given this vaccine within the first 24 hours of birth. And that's hailed as this great success, even though the Hep B vaccine doesn't protect an infant from anything that infant could possibly have.
Yeah, unless the infant is an intravenous drug user or having unprotected sex, which is incredible. And again, if they can give over 100 million Americans SV40 cancer viruses knowingly and get away with it in the polio vaccine on record, if they can give kids for now 20 years deadly or 15 years or so deadly at birth on record dangerous hepatitis shots, and then hepatitis levels only go up because duh. And if they can give them live polio and cover that up, and if they can do this, of course they are. And clearly this is a criminal eugenics operation. You know, it just came out, and I said estrus, I meant gestation. You know, a second trimester, you know, going into the second trimester of gestation, that's when these other hormones they've added, according to the medical doctors I've had on, kick in and cause the woman to have a miscarriage. I mean, this is so diabolical. I think people have trouble dealing with it, Heidi. So yeah, let's get into babies now. It's not enough to hurt these women with these shots and little boys now. Let's go after babies with the papilloma vaccine that, as you know, doesn't even cover most of the papilloma viruses.
That's correct. That's exactly correct. And yet this is actually in a journal. The plan to do this or the study that supposedly documents why we should do this, why we should start giving this vaccine to babies. And the interesting thing is, even though this vaccine is known to have an extremely high rate of adverse effects, including death, and adverse effects that destroy lives utterly, like narcolepsy and others, and they did not even once in the entire paper even reference safety concerns. Not one mention of adverse effects. Nothing. It's as if there's no potential harm. That is actually the way they've approached this. It's not an issue. So it seems to me that if you want to hide the effects of a vaccine, give it to a baby, a brand new baby, because they can't tell you what's going on. You give it to a baby at birth, and how do you know that baby was healthy to begin with? You don't. You can't prove it. All you know is you've been handed this very, very sick baby. And what does it? Well, Who knows? Maybe it was the vaccine, but no, vaccines don't do things like that. At least that's the attitude. And people end up sick. So we now have a world full of sick children. And that's literally the truth. The average child now is ill.
And well, that's why I wanted to get you on, is because you point that out in the articles you put out on your excellent news site. And that's what's frustrating, is they want to make us ill to make us part of the medical system. It's another form of slavery. And they've even written white papers on it. And people just can't come to grips with how diabolical this is.
It is. It's stunning. It is. It's hard to comprehend. I mean, I actually came into this from an iatrogenic injury. That means doctor induced. And I'm supposed to be dead, but I finally woke up a bit and I decided, well, they told me I'm going to die, that there's no way to treat this. So I went to an alternative practitioner.
Heidi Stevenson, stay there. I want to talk about this on the other side. Folks, there's no doubt this is a eugenics reclamation program. Just like they now admit in California, they're still sterilizing women. It's a huge secret program. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. We're going to cover a bunch of breaking news, start of the next segment, and then open the phones up to take your phone calls. I'm going to give the number out at the start of the next segment. We're talking to Heidi Stevenson. She's a journalist and researcher, and I saw her quoted an article on Natural News by Jonathan Benson that has the British Medical Journal info, young woman's ovaries destroyed by Gardasil. But I wanted her to finish up her story of a doctor-induced or system-induced illness and other points she thinks are important to add for people out there. And, of course, her website for folks that want to visit it is gaia-health.com. So go ahead, Heidi Stevenson, make any other points that you think are important.
Okay, well, basically, I had an iatrogenic disease. It was killing me. I was really, literally close to death. And I ended up going to a homeopath. And I actually didn't even believe in homeopathy. I thought it was pure nonsense. And that's actually even the first thing I said to the homeopath, who said, well, I don't care. And that was over 10 years ago. And I'm here, and I've taken what I've learned and gotten into it and found that what happened to me is not rare. It's common. It's actually very, very common. And it's easy to do because the medical system, the doctors, they all circle the wagons, and they won't, none of them speak out. If one does, well, you know, they ruin their careers. And apparently careers are more important than people's lives. At least that seems to be the impression that we get when we're on the opposite side of that system. And in the process of my learning, I found out more and more and more and discovered that vaccines, these wonderful miracle things that I always believed in, because, well, doesn't everybody, discovered the truth, and that everything we've been told is about them has been a lie, that they're not harmless, that they're extremely dangerous, that they kill people, that they destroy lives, and they don't even do what they claim they're going to do. They don't last.
That's what's
forever,
amazing.
So
almost
forth.
All of the inserts say doesn't even protect you from hepatitis, doesn't protect you from papilloma, doesn't, and you're like, but they're saying it does on the news. It's so incredible.
Absolutely true. I mean, there is some truth to it. There's some limited truth, but it's limited. And
that's right. There's some limit. There's evidence that the 500-year-old technology of immunization does have some validity. The problem is these companies are so corrupt and have such a hidden agenda and such a horrible history that you can't trust them.
Amen. Amen to that. I have to agree 100%. And the fact is, you have to consider and be honest about the harm. And you have to be honest about what they have accomplished and what they haven't. And the fact of the matter is that the claims that vaccines have made us safe from smallpox, safe from polio, and all of these other so-called horrible childhood illnesses, most of which I remember, I had them. And frankly, they're not fun, but guess what? Autism is a whole lot worse. And give me a choice. I think I'll take chicken pox. You know, I might get a scar out of it, but I think I could live with it.
Hey, my children have all had it. And by the grace of God, because of good nutrition, everything, they just got some little red bumps on them, and it was gone in 2 days. In fact, you hear about the groups where the neighbor kid has it, so you bring the kids over to get it from them so that it's all over with and you control the situation.
Oh, absolutely. My mother was very, very upset because she tried to have me get the mumps, and unfortunately, I just plain didn't get it.
Absolutely. So you don't want to get it when...
Those little parties really happened. People really did do it because it was the safest thing. Everybody knew that.
Well, Mom always knew best until the government became our mommy. Heidi Stevenson, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon. Great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to explain something to people about Gardasil, and I've had medical doctors on for 8 years. I cover it every few months. It killed a bunch of people on the trials. They got cancer very quickly, or they died in a day with blood coming out of every orifice, or they would get like lupus-like diseases, or they would be paralyzed. And there's been no exaggeration. I've probably seen 20 different newscasts of it's always a cheerleader who gets the shot and then is dead 2 weeks later on a ventilator. And a lot of times the medical doctors go, no, she got the second round or the third round of the shot. It's usually the second or third, and then it kills them. But for most women, that's when it just over affects in my research view, kind of an over roasting of your ovaries and other sexual organs like your uterus. It's just meant to reduce fertility. And all these globalist programs, they've been caught doing it before with hepatitis vaccines. They've been caught doing it for women in tetanus shots, UN programs only for women, and then they add a hormone to it. I want to go to other callers, but finishing up with Sarah. Sarah, so you heard about this locally in your town. All I'm saying is if you see young women or you see people with young girls, and now they're trying to do it to boys, they're trying to make it mandatory, you got to go up and warn them, hey, by the way, Gardasil's killing people. Read the insert. Because most people go, my doctor said, we should all be picketing outside doctor's offices if we find out they give Gardasil shots. I mean, they're murdering everybody. And, of course, the average doctor doesn't know they're compartmentalized. Because if you admit this is going on, then that's how the Nazis did it. Is once you go, oh, they're okay, and then even though bad things start happening, you've got to go along with it because you don't want to admit you're part of something evil. And this is a life or death situation. I mean, they're trying to pass laws worldwide, and they're doing it in some cases, to actually make it mandatory. And then when you don't, they will send the police. And if you barricade yourself in that house, an armored vehicle pulls up with trained killers. And there's been cases where they take the kid, give them the shot, and they have convulsions. A lot of times mothers, their kid already gets sick from shots, says no, no, no. I've seen the cases in Detroit, you name it. They SWAT team and put the mother in prison. They might as well line your family up and shoot them right there. But see, they're smart. People fought when the Nazis lined you up and shot you. If they give you a soft kill, we're here to help you. The doctor doesn't even know. The person's having convulsions. That's not me. The SWAT team doesn't know. It's just some mother won't give her kids up. And it's all compartmentalized. You're living, folks, in a sci-fi Nazi Germany. I'm sorry, Sarah, for ranting. Go ahead and finish up with what happened after she took the Gardasil shot.
Well, like I said, she ended up being diagnosed with an advanced stage of ovarian cancer and died. And I know that people hear you say this about vaccines and think you're exaggerating, but I was a public health nurse until last December. And if you're supposed to push these vaccines on anybody, and we were giving boys the Gardasil shot, or some nurses were, I didn't. And a lot of times I would refuse to give it when I knew that the parents hadn't read anything about it.
Oh, wow. You're a nurse on top of it. I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah.
How many of the nurses know this that you talk to?
I talk to any nurse and anybody in healthcare that I can reach about it. You know, I quit my job there. I stay at home with my kids now. But basically, I knew that it was only a matter of time before I ended up in trouble at work for actually giving informed consent. We would get in trouble for giving informed consent. We were supposed to just hand them a sheet of paper from the CDC trust that they were going to read it and understand what they were getting or what their child was getting and just give the vaccination. And I wouldn't do it. You know, I said, you know, I would encourage people, if you really want it, make another appointment and come back, but read about it first. I don't know how much trouble I got into for doing those little things right there. And I would just tell my supervisor, look, it, I swore an oath to the patient, not to you or not to Merck or the pharmaceutical companies. It was to the patient. And I really feel like if a parent has never heard of this before, I shouldn't push it on them that day.
And by the way, that's the bare minimum morally you could do. Instead, the nurses all need to band together and start handing out literature and news articles. I mean, I would go to the head of the hospital and say, here are 50 news articles about Gardasil killing people and foreign governments banning it. And then there'll be an uproar, and then it'll get reversed like India and Japan, where they've outlawed it. But see, we just won't do it. It's like, oh, you're wearing a blue uniform? I'll do what you say, no matter if it's illegal. Oh, you're wearing a white uniform? I'll kill my kid. I mean, it's unbelievable. God bless you, ma'am. How many more have to die, folks? They're injecting you with live cancer viruses.